Sex education varies widely between countries, leaving many teens without comprehensive information. That's also the case within Europe. In Romania, for instance, kids aren't taught about sex in school at all. But this summer, 13 NGOs asked the government to introduce a school course about sex education in Romania, the country with the most teen pregnancies in all of Europe. In response to this, a number of conservative groups started a campaign for the promotion of a different kind of sex education, namely sexual abstinence. But is asking youngsters not to have sex really a solution to Romania's problems? Alexa Shuvina brings us this report from Bucharest.
I'm here in Piața Romana, one of Bucharest's busiest central squares, a favorite hangout spot where young people come to meet, chat, and grab a bite to eat. All of the teens around me have one thing in common. None of them had sex education classes. 18-year-old Diana explains.
Until now, and all through my teenage years, I've never had any proper sex education classes.
Wanting to talk to more youngsters about this subject, I went to Control Club in Bucharest. The outdoor bar here is one of the coolest spots in town. I met up with Camelia, 17 years old, and asked what she thinks about this subject.
It's important to get information about this subject from experts who are mature enough to know how to talk to you about this, who know what kind of information to give. And it's important that there aren't any barriers, like the barrier that can stand between parents and children. So it would be really important to get proper information about sex.
It's not just young people who think they need information about sex education. Also, officially, international organizations like the United Nations have long called for sex education to be taught in schools. For a reason, says Florin Buhuceanu, a member of the NGO Accept, which promotes the rights of the LGBT community.
Romania regularly gets recommendations from international bodies to teach this subject, but Romania never acts. This says a lot. It shows Romania is in the spotlight of the international community. Romania is obliged to introduce sex education into the school curriculum, and yet at the same time, it keeps failing to implement anything.
There are plenty of people who aren't happy with the idea of Romanian schools teaching students about sex, or rather, they think that sex education should be about teaching the importance of abstinence. Larisa Eftime is one of them. She's a member of the Vladimir Ghica Association of Catholic Families and also a mother of two school-age children.
It was proven in the U.S. that abstinence improves children's school performance. It improves children's mental health. Plus, it's a 100% safe way of avoiding all sexually transmitted diseases. Imagine how it would be for a teenager with exams, private lessons and the school graduation on her mind to also have to think about condoms and contraception.
But Florin from Accept disagrees.
This is a model that has been practiced in the U.S. for more than 25 years. It has received monstrous amounts of money, more than $1.5 billion, and the result was zero. The number of infections didn't decrease, nor did the number of abortions, and the age when people become sexually active remained the same.
It's clear that there is a sex education problem, just from looking at the teenage pregnancy statistics, says Ana Maria Gheorghiu, 33 years old, from the Center for Partnership for Equality.
The National Institute of Statistics says that in 2012, there were around 800 mothers under the age of 15. 20,000 mothers were between 15 and 19 years old. These are very high and worrying numbers. It puts Romania in first place in Europe when it comes to mothers under the age of 15, and in second place for mothers aged 15 to 19.
This figure, when compared with EU countries where sexual education is taught, such as Holland, is exceptionally high. In the Netherlands, the figure is more than five times lower than in Romania. So, with Romania leading the way in Europe in terms of teen moms, you'd think that denying information about contraception isn't the best idea, and that young people need more information rather than less. Talking about this subject with teenagers, I realized that young people in Bucharest are very sure about what they want, namely proper information. In the park, I met Maria, 18, who just finished high school this summer and can't wait to start university. I asked her what she thinks about abstinence.
If you want to be abstinent, then it has to be your decision. It shouldn't be imposed onto you by a person or a religion or by a teacher or your parents.
Another controversial aspect of sex education concerns homosexuality. Until recently, it was illegal to be gay in Romania. It was only in 2001 that homosexuality stopped being a crime. But homophobia is quite prevalent in Romania. Conservative groups don't want children to learn about LGBT issues and certainly don't want homosexuality to be presented in a positive light.
We can't say to our children that it's okay to be gay without mentioning the fact that anal sex is dangerous, even with the use of condoms. Nobody talks about this. Everybody talks instead about how great same-sex marriages are.
The truth is, though, few people in Romania actually praise same-sex marriages. In fact, life isn't all that rosy for LGBT youth in Romania. The suicide rate for LGBT teens is much higher than among the general population. Florin says that this is a sign that LGBT issues urgently need to be raised as part of sex education.
We have to remember that there are LGBT kids in Romanian schools. They have the right to have information about their lives, about their sexuality, and to have role models with whom they can identify. This kind of information is also needed for their heterosexual colleagues. They have to be able to understand their gay or lesbian friends.
Sex education isn't just about being a subject at school. It's about the development of social attitudes. It affects how a whole generation thinks about sex and sexuality. In the end, all sides agree that a person's sex life has to start somewhere. What both sides are arguing over is how and when. Pro-abstinence groups think that teens have enough to worry about already and should start getting sexually active later. But 18-year-old Anna has a different point of view.
I don't think that beginning your sexual life affects your schoolwork or your capacity to learn. That's a bit like arguing that starting your sex life later could stop you concentrating on your job. It's not true at all.
And with young people here in Piața Romană feeling comfortable talking openly about sex and sexuality, perhaps the best thing is to just let young people make up their own minds. For DW, this is Alexa Juvina in Bucharest.